Hi, it's May 7, the anniversary of Collingwood's first game in what was then the VFA. The famous club played Carlton on this day in 1892.
Good old Collingwood forever, they know how to play the game.
In 1972, Reginald Kenneth Dwight formally changed his name to Elton Hercules John, the name he'd been using professionally since the late 60s.
I didn't particularly like being Reg Dwight. It had too many unhappy memories and sort of... I hated the word Reg anyway. I mean, it's just a horrible name. As soon as I was Elton, it was just great. I was just like a new personality.
And singer-songwriter Eddie Rabbit died on this day in 1998, age 53. He got his big break when Elvis recorded his song Kentucky Rain. He went on to have hits with Every Which Way But Loose and, of course, I Love a Rainy Night.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night.
Birthdays, British actor and comedian Richard O'Sullivan is 75 today. You'll remember him from the sitcoms Robin's Nest and Man About the House.
Because he did mention you were interested in rock and roll films.
I didn't say that.
Disco singer Thelma Houston turns 73. Bryan Cranston is 63. The character actor got his start playing Hal the Dad on Malcolm in the Middle.
It's got to be a big turnover in test pilots or advertising. I could do advertising.
And Essendon great Dustin Fletcher is 44. He holds the Bombers all-time games record at 400.
Decides to kick from 60. Driving it long. Oh! From Dustin Fletcher.
Finally, one of the most renowned actors of all time, Gary Cooper, was also born on May 7. He died aged 60 in 1961. Famous for his westerns, he won an Academy Award for High Noon.
They'll just come after us, four of them. We'd be all alone on the prairie.
Remembering Gary Cooper on May 7.